Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles with you, and if you are able to, physically able to get up, let's honor the word of the Lord. And if you have your Bibles, if you can turn it to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Most of you know this. This is a love chapter, and we're going to look at portions of the scriptures that talks about the love of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we're going to start with verse 1, all the way up to verse 13, 1 to 13. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. 1 Corinthians po, chapter 13, we're going to start with verse 1. Thank you so much, Brother Nelson. Thank you so much. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames but have not love, I gain nothing. Wow. Verse 4, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast. It is not proud, it is not rude. It is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, love always trusts. Love always hopes. Love always perseveres. And verse 8, look at this, powerful. Love never fails. But when there are prophecies, they will cease. When there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of this is love. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sige po, you can please be seated. Praise the Lord. Amen. Another Mother's Day for this year, 2018. We have entitled this study, "A Godly Mother is God's Vessel." Amen. You know, how many of you are familiar with Family Feud? Yeah. Alam niyo po yung game ngayon. I love that game. So you're familiar with how the game goes, right? So the logic of the game is they take a survey, so they would ask people many questions. And then, so the contestant, they would want always to get the number one answer, right? So the person that always gets the number one answer has, they gain high points so they can win the game. So there was one episode wherein one of the questions asked was, okay, what occasion besides Christmas that people are into buying gifts, that an occasion wherein flower shops, stores, malls, and restaurants are busy. And then, ting! The survey says Mother's Day. Father's Day. Fathers, okay, don't feel sad if you're not the number one answer. You will have your turn. But there's a reason. Why is it that people would say mothers are special? Because, in fact, when you and I would look at read the scriptures, the Lord has, from His word, tells us the role, the important role of mothers. Amen. Mothers are special. To all the mothers that are here present today, can we just say, and we're so thankful to the Lord that we can honor you. Amen. Tong araw na to. We thank God for your lives. We thank God for how most of you are in this journey, and Can we say this? You are not alone. Whether you're a young mother starting to raise up your children, whether you're a middle-aged mom, or whether you are already in your 80s and malalaki na po ang mga anak nyo. And at times, it's like, you know, we know in life na kahit na you have reached that age in your 70s and 80s and still you have burdens in your heart about your children and even about your grandchildren. Please know, the Lord is telling you right now, He's here for you. Because that role, the motherhood role, didn't come upon your life by accident. In fact, God chose you to be His vessel. Pinili po kayo ng Panginoon para maging vessel niya, to be His instrument, whether by natural childbirth or kung di man natural childbirth, and God gave you the role to be a mother through adoption. Why? Because God has a purpose in your life that you can make a difference in the life of one child or even if you have many children. You know, when we would say, sa Philippines po, you know, very common, how many children do you have? Oh, they would say, 1,000. What? And the mothers here, it's like, what? You have 12? Here I am struggling with just one or two, and you have 12. How did you make it? So today, siguro, we're going to ask later on, who among the mothers that are present have the most number of children? Bibigyan po natin ng special prize. So later, we're going to find out. May winner na ba tayo? Praise the Lord. But let me just say this. The survey said. Okay. The best starting point always is the Word of God. Always the Word of God. So here, in Ephesians chapter 6, allow me to just read it for you. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 2 to 3. It says, honor your mother and father, which is the first commandment with a promise. Oh, wow. So the Word of God says, honor. So for us children, how many are children here, even if you're an adult? Honor your mother and father. And there's a, look at this, may commandment po, which is the first commandment with a promise. And that is what? When you and I learn how to honor our parents, it says that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Wow. What a promise. Alam niyo ba na God, He is real. God is real. He's not someone who is so distant that we cannot experience yung power and love niya and guidance niya. Our God is a God of relationship. Kaya po, when a person commits his or her life to Christ, the Bible tells us that that person becomes a son or daughter of God. Wow. And so that's why when we come to the Lord and talk to Him through prayer, Jesus said when He taught people how to pray, He said, well, how do we start? Our Father who art in heaven, holy be your name. And it starts with our Father. So meaning to say, when you and I get born again, now we have this relationship with Christ, we get connected to Father God that we can approach Him and tell Him, Father. Amen? Yeah. Talks about a relationship, right? And so while you and I are here on earth, tayo po, ipinanganak ng ating mga magulang. We were born because of we have parents. And through their union, that's one of the first purpose ni Lord when God created man and woman, yung procreation. That's amazing when He said, when God thought of, because He's a loving God, He would want to have a family. So He created people. He created a man and a woman. That in when God has blessed the relationship in marriage, and so before God, their relationship is blessed, and now you are given the ability to procreate. Children are born to you. And He said, let us make man in our own image. Whew. Wow. And so God's plan is He created the family, number one. He has good plans about families. But the part we're in when sin came in the lives of people, that relationships are kind of messed up, relationships are broken. But let me say it at the onset that with God, because Jesus died for us on the cross for our sins, so meaning po, meron tayong hope in Christ. That kung meron man broken relationships in families, because of Jesus, those relationships can be mended, can be restored. Amen. Because of the love of God. Amen. Now going back to His commandment of God wants us to honor our parents. Give them what? Respect. How do we honor someone? You give them respect. Another way is be mindful or pay attention to the needs of your mothers. So I'm talking to the children right now. Pay attention to the needs of your parents. Hindi komot, you know, it's like we were so used to being taken care of that ini-neglect po natin, kakalimutan natin ang kanilang needs. We have to, when you say, pay careful attention, meaning to say, be mindful of their needs. What is it that will make them comfortable? What is it that will give them joy and happiness? So we think about these things. Amen? Children, are you listening to me? Amen? Amen? In fact, sabi ho sa, there's another portion in the Bible in Proverbs 23, verse 22, do not despise your mother when she is old. Ano po yung despise? Yung you don't give... hindi na nire-respect. We don't give high regard. Halimbawa, kasi, you know, I remember my mom, my sister got her, with the technology ngayon, ay kailangan ng cellphone. Kasi when my mom would go to her doctor's visit, and so wala po siyang cellphone, and so at times it's hard for her to communicate with us. Oh, I'm ready, so can you pick me up and all that. So my sister bought her a cellphone. Eh, my mom po, eh, hindi ho siya ma... Hindi siya ko... And not to embarrass her. she doesn't know how to manipulate yung kanyang cellphone. Lahat po ba ng mga mothers dito may cellphone? Yung mga silong nanay, wala. Meron din po. Meron. Hiram? Ah, hirap. So they're kind of... some of the mothers, they struggle with all of this... yung sa mga gadgets na to, ano? So let's be patient with them, no? Tayo kasi minsan when our mothers are slow in moving, wag na natin, dali-dalian nyo naman, bagal-bagal naman, wag naman ganun, ano? Kaya sasabihin nila, tatanda ka rin, no? You will also grow old, meaning to say, right now, when you are still young and flexible pa, mabilis kumilos, but when it's like wait for your turn. So we have to understand that minsan kasi kailangan ng no, lubricant na yung mga katawa. It's part of growing old. So when we show respect, kung naka, you know, I could relate. I might be in my age, but may physical challenges po in my life, but. One of the things that I realize now is God at times allows us to go through certain difficulties for us to understand someone. So I can relate. You know, most of it, there was one time we're in, I was on my way home, and I just prayed for this elderly woman. It's like she was by herself, and she was crossing the street. Green na ho, lahat na ng kotse green, nandun pa siya, not even halfway to the other side of the street. And I said, Lord, just give her grace, protect this woman. And so it's like in my mind, I don't know why she's just by herself, but you know, tayo, if we have our parents still around, let us ask God, Lord, give me opportunities that I can honor my parents, my mom. For today, today is Mother's Day, okay, so it's their day today. I'm not a good cook, so hindi ho applicable sa akin yung, oh, what did you give your mom? Breakfast in bed? Oh, no. Let's just go to IHOP. I don't cook. But what I'm saying is, let's think of creative ways of honoring them, no? My mom loves flowers, kaya minsan, just because they, what does that mean? At times, I would, pag nadaan po ako sa Albertsons, and I would grab a pot of flowers. When you give it to her, it's a just because day. Hindi na kailangan maghintay ng Mother's Day. Probably, mothers are saying, is this a true statement? I wish every day is Mother's Day. Gusto niyo po ba yung attention and the appreciation? Hello? Yes, yes. So, can I say this to those whose parents are not here with us? Probably, nag-pass away na sila. But you know what? Marami po pa tayong magagawa. If there's someone, a mother in the church or a mother anywhere na you can bless, do it. Do it. Because as we go along with the study of the Word of God, one thing amazing is God is going to use us. The best gift, I know that you have thought of ways. You went to the mall, tried to look for a gift to give your mom. But can I say this to the mom? Okay po yan. Those gifts are ways, tokens of appreciation para ma-share natin sa kanila to show our love for them and our way of thanking them for what they have done for us. But the best gift, because the Bible tells us that every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. So ang prayer po namin, later on, God has given us this opportunity to speak blessings upon the lives of all the mothers here today and even for those who are not with us. Amen? And so, like what we've said, it's amazing and interesting from the Word of God that God Himself tells us about mothers. Let's turn, now I'm going to ask you to turn to Isaiah 66. Isaiah 66, we're going to read verse 12 to 13. Isaiah 66 po. Isaiah 66. And I want you to take note of how the verse started. Isaiah 66, verse 12. For this is what the Lord says. Did you see that, Paul? Yeah. For this is what the Lord says. I will extend peace to her like a river, and the wealth of nations like a flooding stream. You will nurse and be carried on her arm and dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. Look at what the Lord said here. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. Look at this. I want you to see this. See how from God Himself said, He gave us a picture of how a mother comforts her own child. Nakuha niyo po? So He wants us to understand na how God, who can comfort us, gives us a picture of how mothers comfort their children. Amazing. Amazing. A picture of the value of a life of a mom that can comfort their children. Amen. You know, I'm so blessed to know so many mothers in my role. So blessed to know many mothers. And some of them, they would tell me their challenges. Some of them, as they share with me, it's amazing how, in spite of their children are grown-ups now, grown-ups. You would think that, because in life, we all go through problems and difficulties. How I have seen even a mother comforting, whether a 30-year-old, going through crisis in their family life or going through difficult times. How the presence of a mom, because that mom has Christ in her, becomes like a channel or a vessel of God's presence. This is the beauty of being a vessel of honor for God. And we started with families because God would want us that families would be the first one that would experience God's love. Amen. And so in our conversation, they would tell me that they would share the verses, the Word of God. This is what the Word of God says for your condition. How your words and your presence, or even kahit na that son or daughter is probably miles and miles away from you, But then through praying and through sharing, even with the technology today, you just send a text message and share them the word of God, how you just don't know that your presence and your ways of reaching out to your children becomes like a healing balm. Alam niyo po ba yung healing balm? Yung pang, you know, the word of God, sabi nga sa Bible, the word of God is compared to honey. How many of you, when you have a sore throat, you would make tea with honey? Why? Honey has healing properties. Kaya, how important is the word of God to you mothers that you can pass that on to your children? Words of wisdom. Wisdom comes from God. You know, one of my favorite stories in the past so many years, I've always used that as a text in my sharing about the faithfulness of God to mothers. Brother Nelson mentioned something to us in his sharing about how Moses was used by God powerfully. Right? How millions of God's people were delivered from slavery because God chose one person. And Moses. But if you look at the story of Moses, his faith in God started with the faith of a mother. Amen. The time that he was born was so challenging that his life was in danger. At that time, there was a decree made by the Pharaoh that all Hebrew male babies should be put to death. Can you imagine that for a mom? To go through that. But one thing about the Bible tells us that the mother did not say, Lord naman, bakit ngayon pa binigay sa akin si Moses, itong anak ko? No, she did not complain about the timing of the child being born to her and the family. At times, can I say this? When a child comes to your life, there may be challenges, whether a physical condition. I had my share of that when I was 8, when I was paralyzed from neck down. But I had I have a loving mom and father when he was alive that they took care of me. But when those times come, we realize that when there would be challenges, whether sickness or whatever condition that raising up the child might be difficult, we remember that there's help from God. So in the life of Jochebed, that's the name of Moses' mother, her faith in God helped her during that difficult time. During that difficult time. See, faith in God, when you and I believe in God, that He is the source of power and wisdom, that He is more than able to... Lord, what do we do? You run out of options as far as what to do with an issue that is bigger than yourself. When those times come, we remember that God is greater than our problems. We have a God who cares. Can I say this? If you're a mom faced with many issues about raising up your children, or even if they're already adults, and it's like, God, I've done everything, Lord. I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. You know what? Keep on believing in God. Keep on trusting God, because God is still at work. Amen. And so in the life of Moses' mother, what happened? Because her faith in God, you know, it takes faith for you to take radical steps. When we say radical, meaning to say, it takes faith in God to release and totally surrender a situation, or even surrender a child to God Himself. And so that, binigyan ko po kayo ng background. So, can you imagine hiding? The mother tried to hide Moses for 3 months. How can you hide the baby? Like in this gathering, you know that there are babies around, no? They cry. You can't tell a 3-month old, keep quiet when the Egyptian soldiers are there. Shh, shh. You can't tell. Quiet. You can't. So when that time came that it was so difficult for Moses' mother to hide him, and I believe that he sought God. He sought God. And God gave her wisdom. Where do we see that part of the wisdom? Remember, it takes faith to do this. We know that what did she do? She took a basket. She took a basket, and what she did was put tar around the holes of the basket. That's wisdom. And then put the baby in the basket and then release that basket where baby Moses was, 3 months old, into the Nile River. Some would say, oh, naman yan. Ano ba klaseng mother yan? Right? What kind of mother would do that to their child? No, you have to remember that she trusted God. She trusted God. And so the story was, that basket floated in the Nile River where there were weeds and tall bulrushes, and the basket stopped there. This is God's providence. Always remember, God's hand was upon the mother and more so Moses. See, faith gives us that full confidence. Can I say this? Faith in God, true faith in God, gives us that confidence, no fear. And I believe the mother of Moses, maaring tug of war, but that when that moment that she finally allowed that basket to just float, it became a total surrender to God. Wala pong strings attached, hindi mayroong rope na, no, totally released it to God. God was in control because we know that the basket ended up with Pharaoh's daughter. I love that part. In control, Pharaoh's daughter. Taka muna. Who issued the decree to kill Hebrew? Pharaoh himself. Pharaoh's daughter ended up getting baby Moses, right? Wow. Lord, hindi tumalon si Jochebed sa river. No. Still, look at this. Now, talk about families. The family is all of this in a crisis. When there's a crisis, ang family, tulong-tulong, right? Kaya Moses' mother, yung sister ni Moses, also had faith. Why? Because the Bible tells us that Miriam, when she saw that his baby brother ended up in Pharaoh's daughter, immediately took the opportunity, gave also her wisdom. Listen to the story, okay? Miriam stepped up. What did she do? Fearless then. No fear. She approached Pharaoh's daughter. Do you want someone to take care of your baby? I know someone. Yes. Okay, bring her to me. And of course, whom did she bring? The mother of Moses. The best part of the story was, wow, here was Jochebed, Moses' mother, given the opportunity to take Moses back into her arms. And the best part of the deal was, she even got paid for it. Ooh. Who can do that? Only God. Only God. Mothers, iba-iba po ang situation. But see, an important thing that God would want you to, when you leave this place, is to have that full trust in the Lord. To have that trust to know that God is loving. We sang that, God, you're good all the time. Yes. All the time.
God is good. God is good.
God is good. God is good even when my child is sick.
Yes. Yes.
God is good when I'm out of job, I don't have any money to buy food for them.
Yes.
Is God good even when my husband left me to take care of my own children?
Yes.
At times we don't easily, immediately say yes to those questions because there's a tug of war going on in our minds.
Right.
When it becomes an opportunity for the enemy to pull you down,
right,
to pull you down and to lose faith and trust in God. He wants us to believe that one thing that the enemy would always do in your life and mine is always to doubt whether God really cares for us. But can I say this? When the Word of God would always describe how God is to us, He's a gracious God. What does that mean? What does that mean? That He is loving. What is God like anyway? When we said earlier that He created us, He created us to be in His to be like Him. He let us make man in our own image. So the first question is, what is God like? Number one, the Bible tells us that God loves unconditionally. Ooh. So where do we find that? From the Word. Romans 5 verse 8 says, but God demonstrates his own love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Let's see that. God demonstrates his love. I love that about God. He shows his love. Children, husbands, how do you show your love? I love you, hon. Honey, did you hear me? I love you. Bakit yun naman ang konting sweetness to the tone. Children, love your mothers. Say, I love you, Mom. Ako, kailangan kong pang matutunan po yan. Eh. It's like all of us are being taught. You and I might be raised up in an atmosphere wherein hindi nag-hug, no? Hindi, tama ho ba yan sa culture ng Filipino? How many here are huggers? Huggers. You want to kiss and hug. Yung ano ha, yung godly way ha? I remember nung sa church po na I was serving, you know, we were taught how to greet one another in yung holy kiss, no? Yung sabi sa Bible, holy kiss. I remember there was this one elderly guy, it's like, oh, every time na magkikita, ready na, let's greet one another in the love of the great. Nahanap ako. Holy kiss naman. Ito yung pag sinasabi na, let's greet one another in the love and the great. Nagtatago na ako pag nakita. But seriously, I remember I heard this from a pastor, and he's already in his 80s as a pastor. When he was growing up, loving unconditionally, he said that while growing up, he wasn't good in school. He wasn't good in school, so he was a slow learner. And so when he came home, he told his mom, when the mom asked, how was the test? And he said he failed. The only question that the mom would ask him, he remembered, was, did you do your best? Yes, I did, Mom. Then that's all that matters. Hindi yung sina, ay, stupid, don't na matapapata. F. Pag kayo na natawag sa family feud, and you're a family, a group of family, and then one of the members of the family gave an answer, hindi ba sila sabi, good answer, kahit na, hindi yung, stop it! What were you thinking? You cheer for one another, right? And I'm not saying, I think, you know, when God is showing us how to develop our relationship, you know, minsan we put humor into the challenges na we are faced with, no? But God is our example. That's why he says, he demonstrated his love. Kailangan pong, not just verbal, kundi po, the same pastor would say, every time before he leaves the house, the mom would come and hug him. Always remember that mom loves you, okay? So he even said, I still remember those words even now that I am old. I remember how my mom would always give me that affirmation that no matter what, whether I have failed in my, you know, I'm not the best. I'm not a scholar in school. I failed all the time, but he loves me anyway. Amen. For those of you who have more than one child, please do not compare. Bakit hindi ba maging katulad ka ni kuya mo? Bakit hindi ba, why can't you be like your elder brother or elder sister? No, don't compare. Don't compare. Children are always different. The truth about it is, hindi ba yung your set of fingerprints no one else has. Even anho? Even the twins. Yes, you're right, Sister Lily. Even twins. So what does that tell us? Each child is unique. Unique. Can I say this? Even with the looks, the appearance. Let us not get into the trap of what the world says. You have to look like this for you to be accepted. Many young children now, because of social media and all that, you have all of these celebrities posting on their Instagram and all that, the pictures. Come on. Ano ba yung may features sa mga Selfies na yan. Ano yung tawag nila doon? You improve how you look. How do you call that? Huh? Any? Oh, meron kayong yun. Ayaw nyo lang sabihin. Ano? Huh? There's an app wherein, let's say, medyo marami kang pimples. A Beauty Plus app. So you take a picture, and if you have all these negative things about your face, you can kind of improve it. One time, we saw a picture of someone. They were in New York. Oh my God, he looks good! And then gave me the secret. No, we applied the Beauty Plus. And so it's like one time my sister and I we had that selfie and I said, oh my gosh, ang tumabaho kasi ako, you know, part of my growing old, mahirap na hong ano mag-lose ng weight. Well, anyway, so sabi niya no problem kasi I don't want selfies because of that reason, you know, at times. And so meron akong picture diyan. Oh, yun, sige, totoke. Ano yun? Retoke. Retouch. Retouch. So she took a picture and then did the retouch. Eh, yun ho, may level ng 1 up to 10. Na-reach na ho yung 10. What? What a prank! I'll talk to you after the service, brother. There was even one. He's a comedian. He's a comedian. I love this joke. Kasi he's not really like pleasant to the eyes when you look at this comedian. No, talagang sasabihin niyo, talagang pangit sasabihin niyo inyo. Pero di ba? So when the baby was born, but usually when babies are born, you know, the doctor would take the baby and slap the butt. When he was born, the doctor slapped the mom. So sorry. Okay, I don't think about it. He said it. He was the one who said it. I didn't. Okay. He was so funny. He's a funny guy. And so, but what I'm saying is, even how kahit hung ganong looks yan, to the mother that is the most beautiful child, right? Okay, all right, going back, that's because God loves us, no? He unconditionally, whether with all yung mga imperfection. Oh, Sister Evelyn, praise the Lord. And so mothers do the same. They love their children in spite of. So what is God like? He loves unconditionally. He, ang love niya is sacrificial, right? What else? God is forgiving. God is forgiving. Psalm 86, verse 5, the psalmist said, Lord, you are forgiving and good, O Lord. You are forgiving and good, O Lord. Ano pa? What is God like? God is patient. Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Sige po, para medyo ma-pacify na yung mga... 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. So, what is God like? Number one, God loves unconditionally. His love is sacrificial. God is forgiving. The third one is God is patient. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. What does it say? The Lord is patient with you. Yung second verse. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. It takes patience for all of us really to come to the really realization that we need God, right? We need we thank God for His patience na kahit na, you know what, many times we have failed, He's still waiting. Waiting is never easy, right? Yeah. Do you love to wait?
No.
Thank you for your honesty. Mahirap pong maghintay. It requires patience for us to wait, to learn how to wait. And so here, the Bible teaches us a beautiful picture of how God is like. He is patient with us, with you and me, not His long-suffering. Totoo po yan, long-suffering. So meaning to say, when, let's say, we failed one time and God is developing in us an area, whether in our communication, we don't justify, hindi no sinasabi natin na, oh, ganito ako eh. Pagtiisan mo ako, ganito ako eh. No. When God speaks to us and tells us that we need to change that area in our lives, you know, let's ask God's help through His Holy Spirit. Lord, struggle ako, Lord, in my use of my words, in the tone of my voice, in my communicating, God, even in many areas in our lives wherein we are struggling, we ask God because help comes from the Lord. And so the beautiful thing is God is patient, and He's also what? Persistent. Don't you love that about God? Persistent po siya. Na hindi siya, He never gives up on us. He keeps on calling us until we say yes to Him. Amen? Praise the Lord. And, you know, there is one beautiful picture. And I, every time during Holy Week po, lagi natin, we always come across, you know, that picture when Jesus was hanging on the cross. One of the amazing, and I said, God, thank you, Holy Spirit, for showing to us the heart of our Lord Jesus. Do you remember wherein Jesus was hanging on the cross? And can you imagine? He was already in pain. And then His mother, Mary, was there at the foot of the cross. In spite of His pain, and He was almost dying, He took the time, to take care of Mary's need before He died. What did He do? He spoke to John, the beloved disciple. He said, John, take care of my mother. Behold thy mother. Mother, behold thy son. Short words that tells us that God cares, that Jesus cares. Can I tell you as we end, mothers, whatever situation you are going through right now, God is here for you. Whether you are a young mother just starting to build your family life, or you're in your middle age, or you're already in your 70s and 80s and you feel weak, marami pong limitations, loneliness starts to creep in when the rest of the family is their own, nasa kanya-kanya pong mga buhay, and you feel like at times you're alone, but you know what the Word of God says? You are never alone because He's our Emmanuel, our God who is with us. And so the love of God is from, sabi po, is from everlasting to everlasting. God is here para sa inyo, for all the mothers today, while you are still here in your journey, in your spiritual journey, in your earthly life, God is here. He is the source of wisdom, like what He did to the mother of Moses. He is the source of love, loving unconditionally when your patience and your love is being tested. Amen. And so we would just like to encourage you all mothers that Jesus is here for you. Amen. We're going to pray for all the mothers today. And what we're going to ask is for you to please rise up, all the mothers, all the mothers. We're not going to call you right here in front, but just stay where you are. Just stay where you are. Praise God. It's God who called you to this role. God has given you the ability, like what we said, whether through normal, natural childbirth, or God has called you to be a mother by adopting a child who needs the love of a mother. God is here to let you know that when God called you, you're not just by yourself to fulfill your role. God is here to give you the strength, the wisdom, the comfort, and the encouragement. And above all, He wants you to fight a good fight of faith. Keep on believing. Keep on trusting God, no matter how difficult it is. Because you know what? God is alive. Jesus is alive forevermore. And hindi niya po kayo pababayaan. If you are concerned about what's going on with your children, what's going on with your grandchildren, is God in control? Yes, He is. one of the things that would humble us is for us to realize that we cannot control everything, but God does. And so as we pray today, I don't know po kung ano po what's going on in your life right now as a mother. God does. And the good news is the love of God never fails. As we bow down our heads, one of the things that we would want you to leave after all of this service and celebration is the gift of His salvation, the gift of His love, and the gift of His Holy Spirit. A wonderful gift. And so, let me just address this for anyone who does not yet have a personal relationship with Christ. Can I ask everyone in the fellowship hall, let this be a solemn, solemn part for us as we pray for the mothers. Let's be in prayer, every one of us. Pray, please. If there's anyone in this place, we would want you to leave this place with that assurance that you're not alone, that you're not alone. And help is here. And so if you're that person and you have not yet made the decision to commit and surrender your life to Christ, I'm going to lead you in a simple prayer. And I would ask you, as I lead you, say it with your lips, believe it with all of your heart, and say to Him, Lord Jesus, I come to You. Just as I am, a mother in need of Your salvation. Thank You for loving me. Thank You for giving me that hope that You are with me. I come to You just as I am, as a sinner, in need of Your grace and forgiveness of all of my sins. I receive Your love for me today. Thank You for dying on that cross on my behalf. And I thank You for loving me, that I can love my children or my child through Your eyes. And thank You, Lord, for the peace and the joy I receive right now. In Jesus' name. And I'm going to pray for all the mothers who you have already made that decision to commit your life to Jesus. Amen. We're going to come to the Lord today. We're going to pray even before we partake our communion. We're going to ask God for God's hand to be upon all the mothers right here in this place. Amen. Let's do that right now. Heavenly Father, we come to You, Lord, thanking You for all the mothers that are present here, Lord God. We ask, Father God, that, Lord, Your hand be upon them. You know their situation. You know their condition, hindi lamang po physically, but even emotionally and spiritually. We thank You, Father God, for giving them the grace and the strength to keep on fighting a good fight of faith, to keep on believing that, God, You are in control. We ask, Father God, for Your grace through the work of Your Holy Spirit, that You will give them the power and the enabling, Lord God, the enablement that comes from You. Lord, I speak Your grace upon all the mothers here, young and old, O God. Thank You, Lord, O God, for lifting them up, comforting them, O God. Thank You for their lives, God. Thank You for the many years, many of them, O God, spent, Lord, long years, Lord God, long time taking care of us. And so, Lord, today we would like to honor them and, Lord, just lift them up to You, that, Lord, You would bless their lives indeed. Yes, bless them, Lord God. Bless them in every aspect of their lives, granting them good health. For those who are sick in their bodies, we pray for Your healing touch. We pray for those who are lonely and depressed, oh God, even at this moment, that, Lord, You would cause them to rise above, yes, their difficult circumstances, yes, that You would fill their hearts with the joy and peace that comes from Your presence, oh God, yes, to know, Lord God, have them that God kind of faith, like the faith of Moses' mother, oh God. Yes. You granted her wisdom, Lord, during difficult times, oh God. Yes. You caused them, oh God, You caused her, Lord God, to release that situation and to release Moses to You. And that child was never the same, because she allowed You to move in the life of Moses. And Moses became a powerful vessel that touched many lives. And so we are believing, Lord God, for all the mothers here, that, God, as they surrender all of their children and grandchildren to You, O God, that, Lord, in Jesus' name, You are with them, granting them wisdom, amen, the courage to do what is right, even when at times sa aming pag-iisip, in our logical minds, it's hard to do. But when You tell them that that is what needs to be done. Lord, your ways are always right,
yes, Lord,
and just.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
And so, God, thank you even right now for your presence upon the lives of all the mothers here. As every difficult circumstance, we allow them. By faith, it's like we're putting them in this basket and allowing them, Lord God. We give them to you. We surrender. Tell that to the Lord today. Lord, I surrender my family to you. I surrender my life to you. Lord, have your way in my life. And use me in raising up my children, my grandchildren, in the ways of God through the help of your Holy Spirit. Grant me strength in body, in soul, and spirit, that your purpose in my life, in the lives of my children, my great-grandchildren and great-grandchildren, give glory and honor to you. So, Lord, thank you, God, for this time. In Jesus' name.